Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
As Hashem will be seeing Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chof Ches Amin Aleph, as it starts with the Memra of Rabba. Shama mixes Tchia Babar, mixes Tchia Sfasa Bar, Yatsa. As the Gemara is Mefarish Lamaskana, what's it talking about? With the Shemaya, who also happens to be the Tkakea, with Shina Makoimai, and that's really the Pashtis Lashon of Rabba that he's talking about the Shemaya. Shama mixes Tchia Babar, mixes Tchia Michutz Labar. How did that happen? Must be the Shemaya moved. And it's telling you that the part that he heard in the bar, we just learned in the last Gemara, he's Yaitza. The part that he's Michutz Labar, being that the Shaifer is Michutz Labar, he's Yaitza. As Freg the Gemara later on, what's the Chiddush? Aray, it's Pashit. If he heard half when he was in the bar, he's Yaitza. Half when the Shaifer is out of the bar and he's out of the bar, he's Yaitza. Zog the Gemara, you would have had a Havamina, that being that he, when he was moving out of the bar, maybe his head came out of the bar and the Shaifer was still in the bar. As if the Shaifer is still in the bar, maybe you heard a Kol Havara, an echo of the Shaifer and not the Shaifer itself. Kamash Malon. As what's the Kamash Malon? Why aren't we Chayshish? Maybe he pulled his head out of the bar and the Shaifer was still in the bar. There's two ways of learning. The Miri is Mefarish, the Kamash Malon, that even if it's true that he pulled his head out of the bar and the Shaifer was in the bar, but until you hear a call of a Havara, of an echo, it takes time. It doesn't happen right away. The amount of time it takes and when his head goes out of the bar to the Shaifer goes out of the bar is very short. As we're not choishes in such a short amount of time that he's hearing the call Havara and not the call HaShaifer. That's how the Miri explains the Kamash Malam. The Ritva, on the other hand, explains the Kamash Malon differently. He says the Kamash Malon is that B'derech Klal, when he blows the Shaifer, he holds it where his head is. The fact that he should hold the Shaifer down and pick his head up, that's Einoi Matsui. As we're not choishish for such a Metzius. That's the Kamash Malon. The difference in the Pshat is Lefi the Ritva, Lu Yiye, he did hold the Shaifer on an angle going down and his head came out first in the bar, you wouldn't be Yaitza. He's arguing on the Miri, the Dina. He's just saying, normally you're not choishish for that seer. Mashenkin, according to the Miri, that the Miri learns the Gemara means that even if it's true the Metzias that the Shaifer is lower than his head, Kamash Malon, you're still Yaitza because you didn't hear the Kol Havara. Those are the two ways explaining the Kamash Malon. The Gemara explains that the Maskana, that not only the Shemaya is changing his place, but he also happened to have been the Taikeya, and he's changing his place. Why did the Gemara have to change who the Taikeya is? Because the Gemara wants to make it that you're Yoitza when you're Sfas Habar. And the only way that could be is if you went out of the bar, the Baal Taikeya. That's why the Gemara has to say he's the Taikeya. As when he's Shemei on Sfas Habar, it's because he picked his head out of the bar. Also the Tkiya was out of the bar. In this Gemara, you have a starker raya to the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam says in many places, in Shofar Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he says the mitzvah is l'shmaya es ha-shofar, lo l'tkoya v'shofar, l'shmaya v'shofar. And Halacha Gimel, we'll see, he says there's no mitzvah haba b'aveira, because kol is aimed by em gezel, as the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is the shmia. The bracha is l'shmaya kol shofar, lo l'tkoya v'shofar. The Ritva also says the mitzvah tkiya is l'shmaya. And he's Masber because the mitzvah is La'ayr Adam B'tshuva, and that's how you day the Shmiya. As from this Gemara is a stark Araya this way, because over here we're talking about where the person is being Taikeya. Yet it's Mavur in the Gemara, if he was Taikeya in the bar and he heard a Kol Havara, the echo, and he didn't hear the Shofar, he wouldn't be Yaitza. Why wasn't he Yaitza? He was Taikeya the Shofar. Aber if you learn the mitzvah, the shmiya, it's not enough to be a tekeya. The mitzvah is the shmiya. As a male, if he's not shmeya mehersha, even when he's the tekeya, he's still not yaitzah. This is a big yisoid. The ma'aseh, there are questions from the hamshach of the perek. Be'ez Hashem, we hope to get there. We'll see the questions when we get there. Thus is the first chelik of the memra of Rabbah. He's machadish that we're not choishish, that maybe the shofar was in the bar and he was out of the bar and he heard a kol avara. That shamas mixes tkiyah b'bar, mitzes tkiyah michutz l'bar. What's the chiddush? The chelik hasheni of the memra of Rabbah is im shama chelik mi'at tkiyah koidem alois hashachar. If he heard a chelik of the tkiyah koidem alois hashachar, Rashi's masver is possible because it says yom tshua, you have to hear the shofar b'yom, and koidem alois hashachar is laila. As he heard part of the shofar b'laila, part of the shofar b'yom, he's not yoitza. As this is coming to be machadish, that you heard mixes of the tkiyah b'psul, you're not yoitza. This is al derech what we saw in the sugya and daf chav zayin amar aleph. If you hear mixes of tkiyah b'hechsher, oy, because he didn't hear the other half, or he heard a kol havara, he's loy yotza. And the Ramban and the Rana and Dav Chav Zayin, they learn even if you heard the chelik behechsher has a shir b'fnei atzmoy, where you would have said dal the chelik b'psul, I heard enough of the hechsher, afilu achi, it's possible, because it's one kol shofar, and you have to hear the whole kol shofar behechsher. That's shittas Ramban. And Shitas HaRashba, he's Cholek, and the tour, they learn that only when the Cholek HaHechsher was Pachas Mikashir, as it has to be Mitztaref to the Psul, then it passes. But if you have enough in the Shira, in the Hechsher Vashir, as then there's no Psul. Grada Lefida Ramban and the Rashba is very good, the Chiddush of Rava. Mixes Tkia Koidem Shiala, mixes Tkia afterwards. As you would think, being that you heard a shir afterwards, your yaitza, kamash malon rabbi, saying a big chiddush, that even though you heard a shir afterwards, but you're not yaitza, because the beginning of the tekiyah was balayla. Of lefila rajba that learns, and the tour that we're talking about, it's here where you didn't do a shir b'hechsher, because if you did a shir b'hechsher, you would be yaitza. As we're talking about a shir, we didn't do a shir b'hechsher, as what's the chiddush of Rama? Mixes b'layla, mixes b'yayim. Hare, he didn't hear a shir b'hechsher. You see, you would think that the psulim only passel if there the whole time it was b'psula. But if a chilik was b'psula, that's not enough to be passel. Kamash malon, not that way. It's like a chiddush what the chiddush is. I mean, that's what you see in the Gemara. As that's the second chelik of Mar, Rabba, Mixasa B'Layla, Mixasa B'Yayim, La Yatza. As the Gemara and the Havamina learned that the first member of Mixas Tkiyah B'Bar and Mixas Tkiyah Mechutz L'Bar is also talking about a tzir of Shama, Mixas Tkiyah B'Hechsher, Mixas Tkiyah Shalai B'Hechsher. Why do you the Sefer? Do you the second part of the member of Rabba? In order to do this, Rashi says, and if you don't catch it, you won't realize, Rashi says, points out, that the tzir is talking about, Shama mixes tkiyah b'bar, mixas echutz l'bar, means the shemeya is standing in the same place. But the tekeya is changing it, as it's a whole different tzir than the maskano. It's talking about where the shemeya is the tekeya, and he's changing both. The mice, it's a little bit dohuk in the lashon, because we're only talking about the shemeya. Shemeya mixes tkiyah b'bar, mixes tkiyah al-svasa bar. Mashma, the shemeya is changing. Rashi's learning, b'fila hava mina the gemara, no. The shemeya is standing in the same place. The tekeya is changing. Efshe the mucker is, because then it's dumya the seifa. As we would doich it a little bit in pshat, that it should be dumya to the seifa. But the case is talking about we heard half behechsher, meaning he heard someone blowing and he was in the bar, so he heard a kol avara. And then the tekeya went out of the bar, so he heard the kol shofar. As he heard half of avara, half of shofar, as Rabbi says that he's yaitza. Frek the Gemara astira. in the Reisha, Lefidus Habamina, it's talking about Mixus Bechsha, Mixus Psul, and it says Yaitza. And the Sefer says Mixus Bechsha, Mixus Psul is possible. Asvira, this is the Shaila, the Habamina, the Gemara. And for the Gemara tries to answer, Vaistachois, there's a different level of Psulim. The Psul of Laila passels more than the Psul of Kol Havara. Why does the Psul of Laila passel more? It's Lashon of the Gemara, is Laila la bar chiyuvo. By bar, it's bar chiyuvo la noshim ba bar. It's Kedem Kol, is the Edel Adiyak, le Mevinim. So people who learn more of Aymik, with Derech Klal and Shas, Bar Chiyuv is on the Gavra. As Lechayri, you could have learned the Chilik is Pashat. Laila, everyone in the world is Pater. When you're blowing in the bar, everyone in the world is Chayiv, the Bar Chiyuv. And Be'etzim, the Rajva changes the gears of the Gemara. But that's what the Gemara is saying. But in our gears of the Gemara says differently. The Gemara says, Bar Chiyuva, because people who are in the bar are Yaitza. It doesn't dan if the Shemeya of the Tkiya is a Gavra Bar Chiyuva. It says it's Bar Chiyuva because other people could be Yaitza with this Tkiya. As the Gemara is Mavur, the Chilik is not if the Gavra is a Bar Chiyuva, but the Chilik is in the Etzim Tkiya. Tkiya Belaila is a Tkiya that no one in the world could be Yaitze in. Tkiya Bebar is a Tkiya that people in the bar could be Yaitze in. As Lefiza, it's a different kind of a Tkiya. It's a Tkiya that has people could be Yaitze. The one who heard Asfasa Bar heard the Kolavara, but there are people who could be Yaitze with this Tkiya. But it's a different kind of a Chilik. It needs beer. Lechayra Mainaf Kamina. If it's a bar chiyuv or not, at the end of the day, it's possible to the shemeya, as my nafkamina. As you see, that this which if half is b'psul, it passels the whole one, is a chiddush. That's only when it's an emes of psul, it's possible a gamri. But when it's a be'etzem, there's a hechsher, because there are people that could be yaitza with it. Just this person heard a kol avar, is not yaitza, as then it doesn't have a koyach lifsal a gamri. And so you see in the Gemara about it needs more of a hisba. That's man called some alocha merupa. Just being madgish in a kuda, a chiddush in pshat that you see in the Gemara. The mice of the Gemara brings a raya that mixes v'chia, mixes v'tur is not yaitze. As a male, the Gemara changes the pshat in the reisha and learns that it's not talking about mixes b'chia, mixes b'ptur, and enochinami, mixes b'chia, mixes b'ptur, is not yaitza. But the tzir of shama mixes t'kiya b'bar, mixes t'kiya al-sfas abar, wasn't mixes b'chia, mixes b'ptur. Rashi speaks out, it's talking about a tzir where he was t'keya in the bar, and he was yaitza, and then he went out of the bar, and he was yaitza too, and the chiddush is a different chiddush like we saw before. Okay, so this is the first chelek of the Gemara. Now let's learn, work on to the second chelek. Shefer shel oila v'shlamim. As the Gemara says, lo yitaka v'shefer shel oila. And the Gemara is mavur. The reason why it's also l'shtamish in a behema that's a oila is because it's also mishom mila. Frek Rashi from the Gemara in Zvachim and Af Peivav says Zvika is materis the Orvat Samis shel Oila Mimila. As over here we're talking about the Shofar, which is like that Samis, is the Zvika's mater. As Rashi over here in Tosis in Zvachim on Peivav answer that we're talking about where he was Nene before the Zvika. Rashi says Kigoin he was Tolish at Michayim. Tosis in Zvachim and Peivav says, even if he was Talashit Lacha Misa, if it's before the Zrika, there's still Mila. Rather, the Yom Shua speaks out, why didn't Rashi air the Tzir of Tosis? That's Loishchia. Chavad is Moida Ladina like Tosis, like Rashi himself brings it. You need the Zrika to be Mata. Just it's more Mata, you should pull off the Shofar when it's alive. Then in the middle of that Vidis Beis Hamikdash, she walk over and pull off the Shofar. That's lo matzi. As Rashi was not at the Tzir HaMatzi. That's what he tells us. As Rashi and Tosfos learned, the reason why over here, there's no heter zrika, is because we're talking about what's before the zrika. Abatasis and Pyrus Chavav, Abatasis and Vachem brings down this day also. He says another pshat in the Gemara that we're not talking about a korban oila that you makriv it for an oila. We're talking about when you makdish the dme oila, that you should use the daman for an oila, and you're not doing any avoida with this bechlal. And Tosis brings a raya to this mahalech because the Gemara is going to say in the Hemshech that if you talk about your mile and it feels a lechulin. Frek Tosis, the Gemara Milo Yutes Amibay says that something which is Kaddish Kedushas Aguf, Kedushas Akrava, is not yotze lechulin, how you day Mila. As if we're talking about a carbon that your makriv is a oila. It's not yotze lechulin al yedei mile. As must be, the Gemara is talking about we have makadosh it l'dmei oila, to use the damim to buy a carbon oila. As then it'll be yotze lechulin al yedei mile. And that's why Rashi Shaila is not shver from achazrika, because the carbon has no zrika. The Shaila is, how is Rashi going to answer Tosis is Shaila? Tosis is a starker Shaila. If it's Kodesh Kedushas Aguf LaKrov, it's Lo Yotze L'Chulin. As Amiri over here is Miyashiv Rashi, that only the Chelek of the Behemah that you makriv L'Gvaya, that has a din, that it's Lo Yotze L'Chulin Ayyadei Mila, because it's Kodesh L'Gvaya, it's Hukriv L'Gvaya. But the Atzamas, the Karen, which is not Hukr of Lagvaya, being that it doesn't have a Kedushas Hakrava Lagvaya, as then it's Yotze L'chulin Ayyadei Mila. Tanya Bechidish, but a Gishmak of Oth. That's how the Mi'iri is Miyashiv Rashi. So this is the first Chelek of the Gemara, the Isalit Kaya Ba'oila. The Gemara is before this, the Isalit Kaya B'Shlamim too. Of the Shail, the Gemara says, "Hagam she'ein boi mila is surahu derachir ve'vitzarch bir." Eze iser, are we talking about? Why is it asa lahenas if there's no iser mila? As the Shita in Hashmatis and Menachas Dav Dalet Amid Beis, a famous Shita says, "It's asa mishum bal yachol devarai." Just like you make a nedel, it's also to be over on the nether mishum bayachal dvarehu adin when you makdish. It's even if the Torah didn't ask it with the issa b'fnei and mila, but there's still an issa of chil adimar. Mitzarech bir, the person just said harezu lahekdish. He was makdish it. He didn't make a nedel that it's also b'ano. Why is there lo yachal dvarei? As l'chayra muchach in the shita, a yisoid of Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon wants to buy from the Ran in the darim, that Hegdish is your asing ba'na lehegid, and that's the way you miyachid it l'gvaya. Because lefizeh it's good, that's why you oivu lo yachol dvaroi, because the nether of Hegdish is your asing it lehegid, and that's the way you miyachid it l'gvaya. However, Chaim Brisker learns that a different way. He learns the gedah adava is that even though it's nismayit from the parsha of Mila, because it's not Kachi Hashem, that mi'id is there's no korban Mila, there's no chaymesh, there's no malchus. But the isa Mila, that there is. And he brings a raya from the Taisis and Krisus on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Taisis and Krisus Chav Gimel Amud Beis says, by Vladis, there's also an isa daraisa of Vlad of Behema that you will makdish. Frek Reb Chaim, the Vlad he didn't make a nether on. As if there's no nether, there's no bal yachal. Zakrab Chaim must be that the iser mi'ila is the iser is mishum the iser mi'ila. Just there's no einish for the mi'ila. The mi'it's from the einish, not from the iser. Grada lefi Reb Chaim, and also Rashi and Psachim Chav Zayin on her base is meduig very much like Reb Chaim. Grada lefi zeh, the Gemara over here is more geshmak. The Gemara is madgish is surahu derachiv alei v'lo yotze l'chulen. What's this line? The fear of Chaim, even though it's isem yila, but it's not yotze l'chulen. That's the hadgasha. I mean, lefi the reshita that it's bal yachal. Of course, it's lo yotze l'chulen al yedei mila. As that's the reason why yeshlamim is aser. Fi the shita bal yachal, lefi toisis, the isa daraisa of mila, but there's no einish for it. The toisis in the darim in daf yud he boys this Isidarai Sidri Nene from Shlomim, even though there's no Isamila, which Taisa says in a bunch of places in Shas and Torah Daf Gimel, Nozach of Dalid. But Taisa says the Makar is from Agamari, you see it's a Isidaraisa. And it's a little bit of a Aran Taisis. When you see in Agamara, it's a Isidaraisa. You only see in the Gemara that it's awesome, maybe it's Isidarabana. Now the Achrinim and Shabbelech wants a Medayik and other Rishayna, maybe they hold it's Isidarabana. You have to know where the Taisis see in Agamara that it's a Isidaraisa. It's a Shayna Ara. As in the Shita and Hashmatis and Menachas, when he brings the Rai of Taisa, it's the Rai, so he says, because it says Lo Yotza. Shaila says, why is it only Lo Yotza if it's Issa da Rai? So you have to know what Pshat in the Taisa is. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, Im Toka B'Shefer Shal Shlomim, Lo Yotza. Rav has it said later on, even by Yo'ilu Lo Yotza. Frank the Rich for the basic Shaila and Pshat. Enoch in Lami, you're over an Isser. You did something wrong. Abba, why lo yotze with the effort? You should be yotze. As the Rich says, two Malchim. One Malch, the famous Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed, Mitzvah, Baba, Vera, Lulav, Agozel. You're not yotze because Mitzvah, Baba, Vera. So I didn't over here, if you're Nene, be Isser, the Mitzvah is a Mitzvah, Baba, Vera. You're not yotze. V'chein kosev, v'chadushi, Aran, the Tesis, Yishanim, other Yishanim. The second Pshat of the Ritva is an interesting one, being that if you're not going to be Yoitza, as you won't have Hanna, and you won't be Oivra and Aveira, because the Hanna is the Mitzvah, we're going according to the Mandi Amenel Mitzvah's Lohanis Nidno, as the Hanna is the Kiyam Mitzvah, as if you won't be Makai Mitzvah, you won't have Hanna, and you won't do an Aveira, as therefore, it's not an Aveira. It's a nice cheshbon, but this guy's mechaven to do a mitzvah. Who's going to decide that because if it won't be an aveira, it won't be a mitzvah? It won't. Why? He's mechaven to do a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. Who took away the mitzvah from him? Efshe the kavana, the ritva is like Tosis speaks out, the Gemara's muchach, we're talking about a shoyge, because we're handling mila, v'yatzu l'idei mila. He didn't know it was hegdish. As Lafi said, you could say Pshat and the Ritva is, if he would have known it was Hekdesh, he wouldn't have been Mechavan to do the Mitzvah, because then he would get an Aveira. As it's Kilo, he's like Kivan to do the Mitzvahs. That's why he's not Yotze. It's a Chinshik of Pshat and the Ritva. He doesn't say anything. Yeah. What's this thing? Because if it won't be a Mitzvah, it's an Aveira. Therefore, it's not. Who's saying this? Why? As those are the two Malchim, the Ritva, Mitzvah Bav Avera, which other Rishayim say also, and this new Mahalach of the Ritva. On the Pshat of Mitzvah Bav Avera, the Chedushi Haran, Bois Amir Chiddush, he says, you see, you say Mitzvah Bav Avera by Shofar. So the Iran, Chedushi Haran, it's not like the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says that even though you're not Yaitza with the Lulav HaGazel, but with the Shofar HaGazel, you're Yaitza. What's the Chilek? As lulav, the way you yaitz the mitzvah is by holding the lulav. As the mitzvah is begufay, and the aveira is begufay, it's a mitzvah above the aveira. Over by shayfer, the mitzvah is bekol. Bekol ain't an igzal. As the Ran learns pshat, that by because the mitzvah is the kol shmias, kol shayfer, and the aveira was in the shayfer, you stole the shayfer, you didn't steal the kol, and you're being yaitz in the kol shayfer, as there's no mitzvah above Aveira, because Aveira is not in the chefsa of the mitzvah is not in the chefsa that you did the Aveira. That's how the Ran learns. And he says, in our Bavli, you see, not like the Yushalmi, he's machia from the Bavli, it's cholik on the Yushalmi, because the Bavli's mavur, there's a psul of mitzvah above Aveira, even by Shefer. Does of the Ran of the Ran is over here on the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel that Paskins like the Yerushalmi that Shofar HaGozel is Yaitze because there's no mitzvah above Aveira. I the Gemara of his mevuah is mitzvah above Aveira. As granted, you could be Miyashiv the Rambam. We had another pshat in the Gemara. The reason why you're not Yaitze is not Misha mitzvah above Aveira. The Ritva's second pshat. Because if he'll be do a mitzvah, he'll be not. He'll get an aveiros. Therefore, he doesn't get the mitzvah. As if should the Rambam learn like the Ritva, that would be a Mahalach. The Chiddush Ha'aran Ba'atzmai is Miyashiv, which a different Mahalach, Ayin Sham, about in the... You could be Miyashiv the Rambam with a Gishmaka Mahalach. If you look at the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, there's a big diuk in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the reason why the chilek between Lulav HaGazel and Shofar HaGazel is Ein Gezel B'Kol. As you can learn by Ivan Zed, the Iser of Gezel is only to steal a Shofar. There's no Iser Gezel in a Kol Shofar. As Eba Zed, the Shein Gezel is not Chal on the Kol. Masha'enkin, the Iser HaNor from Hegdish is different. It's also to be Nana from Hegdish in any way, even from a kol that comes out of Hegdish. As the is in the kol also. As Lefi said, there's a geshmak, a chilek between the Yushalmi and the Gemara over here. The Yushalmi is talking about Gezel, that ain't Gezel but kol, like the Yushalmi itself says. Masha'enkin, our Gemara is talking about the Iser of Hanam Hegdish, and it's mefurish in the Gemara. There's an Iser to be nene from the kol of Hegdish. As being that the kol is be'iser, this mitzvah of Aveir and the kol. Very gishmak achilek v'das Rambam. Thus is the Gemara. As we had, Shofar shel Oila shlamim lo yitaka, Meshofar shel shlamim imtaka lo yatza. Afraid the Gemara, what's the difference between shlamim and Oila? So where it starts off, because the Ayla, if you're mile, it's Yatza L'chulen. Shrek the Chedushi Aran from the Gemara in Pesachim, Dav Chav Vav Amin Aleph. The Gemara over there is Mavur, that Kol Mara V'reach Ein Mem Yishum Mila. It's how could the Gemara say, they Shmi is Kol, it's Yatza L'chulen, Hare over here is a Kol, Kol Ein Mem Mila. As he says over there, is talking about a call, Shmi is call of a Shir Ba'alma. But over here, where the mitzvah is the tkia, as being that the mitzvah is the tkia, and he's nene from the mitzvah together with being nene from the call, as over here there is mila. Maisa the Yonchua and the Mishnah Melech and Kli Mikdash Perichas Allah Avav. They say another Yishuv, a Geshmaki Yishuv. They say that the Chilik is, over there in the Gemara is talking about, where you heard a call from a Klishir. As that we say, Kol Ein Ben Mila, Mishum She'ein Boi Mamish, Rashi says. Above here we're talking about, where you would talk on the Shofar to make the call. As in Ken, you're doing a Maisa Shimush in the Shofar to make the call, and the Shofar is a Yesh Boi Mamish. As over there, the Hano is in the kol itself. Kol is aim by mamish, it's aim by mila. But over here, you're being mishtamish in the shofar to make the kol. As the shofar is a yesh by mamish. As a mela, yesh mila. Oh, and in that Gemara Gufa, you're mishtamish in a cliche to make a kol. And a chinami, you'd be mild too. Okay, so this is the next chilek of the Gemara, the Nyanei Hekdesh Rechulei. Now the Gemara moves on to a whole new angle, Rav is Masik, that by Oile Vishlam Yotzim Taka, Mishum Shemitzis, Lav Lahanis Nidnu. Today no chinami. The reason why you're over, why that at the end of the day, your yoitza is because of mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnus. Pashas, the Gemara means that it's mutalit koya because mitzvahs are not a hanos. It's not called yonene, so it's mutalit koya, litkoya. Bechei mevur in the hemshech of the Gemara, mishom mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnus. It's mutalit koya tkiya shal mitzvah, b'shoifer, that he asid b'hano. With a neder, and what in Shar mitzvahs it's mutter to do because mitzvahs lav lahanis nidnu lechem muhur an erev in daf lamed aleph. It's mutter to make an erev l'tvar mitzvah, something which is also banna because being that mitzvahs lav lahanis nidnu, it's not called you being nene, so it's mutter lechatchila. As Pashis the Maskana the Gemara Shleifa Shal Oyla Veshlamim Mutar Litkoya Mut, because it's not their Hana. It's a Slav Lonis Nidum Mela Yeyaitza. This is the Pashit of Pshat in the Gemara. However, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says a Chiddush that the Maskana Pshat in the Gemara is it still also Litkoya Litchatchila? But if you talk a Yeyaitza, Misha Mitzis Lav Lonis Nidum. Kodem kol, what's the makas? You have to say, Vais techois, Hegdish is different than all over. Even though mitzvahs lam, lohanis nidnu, it's still aser. So, where did the Rambam get it from? As my Farshim explained, because the Lashon is yotzo, b'dieved. Mashma lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. As that's the makar of the Rambam. And the Farshim brings, Eishen, lemais you find b'doim alezeh. By the Hemshech of the Gemara, by Shefer Shal Avodah Zarah, then it's also Lechatchila, but B'diavad Yoyitza. Because even though Mitzvah Lav Lahon is Nidnu, B'diavad Yoyitza, it's also Lechatchila. Just over there, Mephoshim say, because the Mias Legvoya, that's not Shaykh over here, but you see the Musig, that it's something also Lechatchila. And even though it's Mitzvah Lav Lahon, the Shaila is, what Tak is the Pshat? Why is it also Midrabanam? As the Miri is Mazbe, why is it also Bechlam? I'm sorry, as the Miri is Mazbe, Mishum Chumr de Kotche Michmiru Medrabanan Sha'asa Lechatchila. It's just like over there, it's Moyes Legvaya, it's Avoydazara Medrabanan Ne Machmer, over here, Gvaya Egdish is Mochama Medrabanan Ye Machmer. Abay Bezay is Darkasha, as in Cain there should be Mitzah Baba Veira, Kum de Chais Medrabanan, we ask it. As it should be mitzvah above avera, as the mas moishu the rishonim is this kilu two levels. As isurim that makes mitzvah above avera, and then this kilu chumra midrabanan that doesn't make mitzvah above avera. Another kilu maybe would be isurim midrabanan don't make mitzvah above avera, and that would be in Pesach to be mazah the toisus in Rosh Hashanah. Maybe that was his raya from the Gemara. Yeah, this is another machshon. Okay, as this is the Rambam's chiddush. As the pashtes, the rishonim, the gemara is that mitzvahs lav lanis. It's mutar lechatchila l'tkaya. The Rambam is machadish, not that way. Okay, now let's learn the etzem klal of mitzvahs lav lahanis nidnu. Why are mitzvahs lav lahanis nidnu? As Rashi is masbir that the key of mitzvah is lo yavi hana. First, you have to know which hana are we donning on. Rashi says the key of mitzvah would have been a hana. What's it sad that the key of mitzvah is a hana? Because you're yaitzi yechiv. Either you're nene, that you're potting yechiv, or you're just happy to do a chiv. As you would think that that feeling of doing a key of mitzvah is a hana. So, Rashi, the reason why it's not a hana is Hashem nosen as a mitzvah liyas la'ol al tzavareichem. The kavanah of the mitzvah is that we're meshubit to do it. As grada the mocker of Rashi, that mitzvah slav lahanis nidnu, is talking about Hashem's kavanah in the Mishnah, is the loshen of the Gemara. Nitna lav lahana. The mitzvah was given, the mitzvahs were given by Hashem. It's talking about Hashem's tachlis in the mitzvah. But tzarech bir. Okay, so my Ikka Matari is the way Hashem told me to do it. I'm doing it l'ol al tzavori. I'm doing it because I have to do it. But it could be I'm nene from the Kiyam Mitzvah. I'm still enjoying the fact that I'm doing a Kiyam Mitzvah. As you have to say, that's not the Iker of the Maisa. The Iker of the Maisa is l'ol al tzavori. This is L'choira. Abafrek Reb Shimon in Shal Yosher Shal Aleph Perig Zayin, an interesting shayla. He asks that people are very happy to do mitzvahs. As why isn't that simcha of doing a mitzvah, simcha of doing a nachas ruach, Hashem doing a good thing? Why isn't that itself? No. As Rashi handles the simcha of kiyum mitzvah. But the simcha making a nachas ruach l'Hashem as half the Rav Shimon is by every person. It's pashut that way. Halavai, every person should be on Rav Shimon's madriga. that they have a gewaldige simcha to do mitzvahs. It says Rabun had a smile on his face when he davened vasik, and he's like, ah, they have such simcha when they did mitzvahs. And even Bizman is there, there are people that have simchas, and it doesn't say, oh, by these people you don't say mitzvahs lav lahanes nitnu. Does Frek Reb Shimon, as Reb Shimon says an answer, but in order to hear the answer of Reb Shimon, there's another question that's asked on the Gemara. The Ritva over here has a very interesting question. You saw his digger question. Zog the Ritva, Hari mitzvahs give a person schar ba'olam hazeh. As he's marviach al yidei the mitzvah. Va'oy, Frek the Ritva, in the Hemshech of the Gemara talks about hazah. Hazah, the person becomes tar. That's a big revach, a big gain for the person. He brings the Gemara sandal shel avodah zarah. You want to use it for chalitza, you become muteris l'shuk. That's a big revach. As mitzvahs have revachim, you have gains. In olam hazeh, the school is a mitzvah. As why is it not a hana? Azog the ritvi yisoy. The ike is a hana is to be nene from the gufa chayfet, something which is not hana but gufa chayfet. That's not also mishum yisrael. No, it's called nigram al yodai, as the Ritva says. Being that it wasn't b'shaitai, it's called nigram al yodai. And memela, it's not the ikar iser hana. As if Shimon wants to learn who adin by the simcha shal mitzvah, thus is called a David study, and that's not the ikar. It's called nigram al yodai hamitzvah. Nira to uptaich the inyan and to give a havana to it. Is the Ika Matorah, the Ika, why am I doing this? I'm doing this because Hashem told me and I have to do it. That's my Ika Matorah. Now I'm enjoying it. I'm happy I get Revachim from it. But those are the side points. The Ika Asiya is to do the Ratzon of Hashem, to do what I'm a Shubit to do. As a Mela, that's the Pshat in Mitzvah's Lav Lohanes Nitnu. The Gemara in the Hemshech brings down that Amuda Anami Mayan Muta Litfo Boy to be Matar himself because it's Mitzvah Lav Lahanis Nitnu, but all of the Maisach Shamin, Abi Maisach Chama, as then it's Aser. And Rashi explains because he has Anasa Guf. As the Ran in the Darim Tav Tesvav Amid Beis, but it's a big Yisoy from the Gemara. You see in this Gemara, that which we say mitzvah lav lahanis nidnu is like Rashi and hanav kia mitzvah, but luya you have hanos aguf bahade mitzvah. I said you don't say mitzvah lav lahanis nidnu. Pizeh, the Ran answers the shaila of the Rashba over there in the Darim Tezvav Amid Beis that they're talking about. You make a nether from your wife. And it's also as the Rashba says, I mitzvah lav lahanis nidnu. There's a mitzvah of oina be'ishtoi, and with the Ran, there's a mitzvah of yehav hanasa guf. As of the Ran, it's muchach that way from Agamara. In Agamara, you see that when you have hanasa guf, there's no din of mitzvah lav lahanis nidnu. And the Ran says a gewaldige hesber, because what's mitzvah lav lahanis? I do the mitzvah of avoidness Hashem, like Rashi says. The Kiyam Mitzvah Lav Hano. Above here is another Hano. That's Taina Duran. But the Shaila is, what is the Rashba going to do with the Gemara? And Taisis over here also. In Divra Hamasa Hamud Hano is before. There's Hano when you Yoshev in the Sukkah of Sel. And Afiluach, you say Mitzvah Lav Lahonis Nitnu. Aye. What does he do with the Gemara over here? As the Miri and the brought down in the Avni Malum, the Miri over here answers that it's Cholik. Over there, thou knowest Bishasta Maisa Mitzvah, as then your potter. But over here, thou know is La'achra Maisa Mitzvah. As being that the know is not Bishas Mitzvah, you don't say Mitzvah's Lav Lahanis Mitzvah. That's the Klal. In order to be Masber, the Miri, Efshu will give a little bit of Agdama. What's Takip Shad in the Rashba that he's Cholik on the Ran? I read the Ran, such a glatte svara, mitzvah lav lahanis nidnu is not of kia mitzvah. This is a different hana. As Reb Shimon in the Darim explains, because the iser of isuri hana is to do a mice of lekiches hana. He brings a raya from the Gemara Pesachim Chavav Amid Beis, That's mavur, that there's a heter if someone's not mechavin for the hanah. Dainu, he walked on a road and he had to go somewhere, and agav, he gets a smell, that's a gishmak, a smell. It's not osur. Ah, he's nene. My nafkamina that he's ain't a mechavin to walk on the road. Zokt, he wasn't mechavin when he walked on the road to take hana. Zokt Reb Shimon, the heter vein a mechavin is only when you need a maisa. As it's muchach that you need a maisa of lekichas hana. As being that you're walking on the road with a different kavana, it's not, this is not that your guf should feel the hana. This is your guf should feel the hana. At the end of the day, his guf is smelling this wonderful smell. Of course he's nene. But if this is to do a maisa to take the hana from Isuri hana, so he's ain't a mechamen to do the maisa lekichas hana, as then there's a heter. And that's what Reb Shimon Bois in the Gemara, Bukhan, and also Bois in the Gemara over there, that the Isra hana is to do a maisa lekachas hana. Maisa kicha. Oh, Azok Reb Shimon, lefizeh der hashbiz gevaldik. The mitzvah he's doing to do the rotzen of Hashem. Grada, his guf is nene. As he's not doing a mice of lekiches ano, he's doing a mice of mitzvah. Gradam a mele his nene. As that's not awesome. Misha misure ano. Oy vasei lefize is mavur the miri. That's why the miri is saying that's only when the ano is bishas the mice of mitzvah. But the ano is afterwards. As then, it's also miri would be better if you learned that kiilu the rega he goes into the mayim. That rega is the maisa mitzvah. If you learn the Miri's talking about it here, which is very normal, that you know he doesn't jump out of the water the second he becomes tall, as then you could learn this too. This thing afterwards in the mayim, that is a naya maisa lekichas hana, as is the rega of tefillah. That's a maisa mitzvah. But afterwards he's in the water and he's being nene, because it's hot outside. As that's a maisa lekichas hana. That's one way of explaining the Miri. You could explain it other ways. Of the fear of Shimon, thus it's a Shein Oifin of explaining the Miri. Those are the Inyanim of Mitzvahs Lav Lahanis that we learned why, the Hezber of Rashi, and we learned why isn't the Simcha the Mitzvah Hana, why isn't the Aschar the Mitzvah Hana, and we saw another Nakuda, what's the Dinish Hana Sagur Behedia Mitzvah. The Gemara says, "Shefer shall avodah zarah lo yitaka." Even though mitzvahs lav lahenis nidnu Rashi and Chulin peites and the Ran Ovi explained because it's moyis legvaya. But what's the shir of shefer shall avodah zarah? As a machlekes rishoyin, Rashi over here learns you a shimshu by avodah zarah. Now there is a Rashi in Sukkah lamed aleph on the base learns belulah shall avodah zarah. You swept the floor in front of the avodah zarah. Shayfer shall avodah zarah. You made a nice song from your shayfer for the avodah zarah. Now the Rabban learns you were oivid the shayfer. You were oivid the lulav. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Ramban? As the Netziv over here says a very nice pshat, but to understand the pshat you need a little bit of hakdama. Rishayim is a stira. A shayla on this amoira over here from a Bryson Chulin Daf Pei test that says by Shayfer shall avodah zarah you're not yoitzeh. How could they say you're yoitzeh? As they bring that the Gemara has a similar question in Sukkah Lamed Aleph, and the Gemara over there answers that the Gemara over there answers that kam be avodah zarah shel goy sheyesh boy, and the Rishonim learned that it's efshel levantloy, and kam be avodah zarah shel yid. As that which you yoitz is by avodah zarah shel goy, that's efshel levantloy. As Zokta Netziv, Rashi will learn, like the Shita Satur Muva in Yeridea, that the only time you can't be mevatel is by shayfer shel a goy. If a yid lifts it up, as he's koinen, he can't be mevatel it. As if it would be avodah zarah mamish, as Taisis in Sukkah asks, that as soon as the yid picks up the lulav to shake it, as he's koined and you can't be mevatel, as Rashi was bothered with that question, that by shayfer the regi you lift it up, you can't be mevatel it because the yid is koined. as Avi Rashi will learn, that's only by Avodah Zarah Gufa. When you lift it up, you're coin it, you can't be mevatel it. The guy can't be mevatel it anymore. Aber by Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, the Torah in Yeridaya brings down a shita that Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, even if a yid is coin a guy, could still be mevatel. It's not as chomer as Avodah Zarah mamish. Our Gemara that says Yotza is Muchach, that it's talking about something you could be Mavatal. If it's Avodah Zarah Shogai, you can't be Mavatal, because once the Yid lifts it up, you can't be Mavatal Avodah Zarah Mamash. If it's Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, then he could be Mavatal it. And the last Indian is the Indian of Shoifa Shalir Anidachas. So a lot of Yonim on this Amid, we tried what we can with the time. In Takala Yotza Michtum Michtuse Mechdeshiure. Why is Erni Dachas different than Avodah Zarah? Rashi says, because there's a Din Sreifa. And the Din Sreifa makes the Michtuse Mechdeshiure. Mavu in this Gemara, that it's not enough, it's also Bana. You need a Din Sreifa to Michtuse Mechdeshiure. What does Sreifa do? As Rashi says, Kiven de Sreifa koi kimandi sarim dami. As Rashi's Masber, why is this safe? Chayv, it's kilu, it's chopped up, because it's kilu, it's sarf. Fregt l'choyra shaylon Rashi, that this din, that something which is oimid lisuf kisarif dami, as the Gemara in Menachos, and Kuf Beis is Mufur, that Shitas of Shimon, that I'm Elisa Kizarev Dami, I'm Elisa of Kizarev Dami. As what Rashi is saying, to say Mech the Shiur, it's only going according to Reb Shimon. As Be'emis, there's a Shinui in the Rishainim, the Ritvin Sukkah of Tesam Reb Beis, and Ochinami, the Dinuch Dusei Mech the Shiur is going according to Reb Shimon, that I'm Elisa of Kizarev Dami. But Tesis and Saita Chafei Amid Beis is Mufur, even according to the Chamim, they're Moid over here. Why? As Taisa says, because it's Asa Bana, it's already Ke'afrei Ksas, because no one could use it. As if there's a Din Sreifa, it's easier to be Kafa. Mishael Melech says in another Svara, he says an interesting Svara, that the Din of Ketusei Mechtes is a Din in Shiurim, that it's not Choshev for the Shir. Mashenkin, the Din of Rav Shimon is talking about when it's not Negea to Shiurim. The Ritva learns that it's only going according to Reb Shimon. Abastimus Rashi, he doesn't say that. Mashma, even the Chachamim are Moida over here, that you say, Amedis Lisrav Kisarav Tame. Another Diak in Rashi is, Rashi says, V'shoifer Boy Shir Kadeshi Echaz Biyadai, which is a Tefach. What does Rashi want with this? As you see a diak in Rashi, that the only time you say chdusei mechdas is when you need a shir. Reb Chaim and Sefer Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin buys it from the Rambam. The Rambam says lechi, being that it doesn't need a shir, you don't say chdusei mechdas shiure. And the Ravid argues by lechi, there's a shir. So Reb Chaim, the Ravid holds, if it wouldn't need a shir, you wouldn't say it. As you see, bein in the Rambam, bein in the Ravid, that you only say chdusei mechtes when you need a shir, which is what Rashi says over here. And Be'emes, it's the lashon of the Gemara, chdusei mechtes shiure, mashma, it's a din and shir. As is mazur Reb Chaim Brisker, ba'oifin zeh, that it's not like you would think that it's like medes lishlef kesar of dam, it's kemishen, or the chavetz lamais is here. The word is if you need a shir, and shir is a chshivis, that it's a chefsa that's choshev, that it's three tvachim, or it's a chefsa that's a tefach, as being that it's a medes lisreif, it loses the chshivis of being a big chefetz, because it's a medes lisarif to be a nothing. As it's only a din in the shir, that it's ki'ilu, it doesn't have the chshivis of a shir, but it's not mamish kamay the chefetz, it's kemisheina. That's a Reb Chaim boys. In Sefer, and it's Meduyik in Rashi, like Reb Chaim Boyz from the Rambam and the Ravid, and we're saying Be'etzem, it's Meduyik in the Gemara. However, in Rashi over here, you see a Chiddush, because the Shir is Kadeshi Yoichas B'Shoifer. As you could learn, like in such a Seer, you don't say Chdusei Mechdes Shiure, Toyik Dugmel Adav, Lech Poiskim Kler, what's the din by Ner Chanukah Shara Niskol? של עיר נידחס, אגיו יצא, as the Ksav Sefer says, a Geshmaka Svara, that the shear of Ner Chanukah is Kadesha Tichla Regal Menashuk, the mice it'll burn Kadesha Tichla Regal Rashuk. Only when the shear is a shear of a measurement, then you say Chdusei Mech the Shira, because then you need a Chefsa that has a measurement, but albeit it's a shear in the Metzias, Kadesha, it should burn for a certain amount of time that people should see it. As you sort of said, Kadesha Yach is a Shefer, is a shear in the Metzias, Lamaisa that you have, you don't say Chdusei Mech the Shira. In Rashi, either you see not like the Svar of the Ksav Sefer, or you could say by even Zed. Avada the Shir is Kadesh Yachas by Bishas Tkia, of a Mishum Zed, we will Kivay a Shir in the Shafras. Now it becomes a regular Shir that Shaykh to say Mechdesh Shiure. It's a Chiddush you see in Rashi. As thus is the Sugya, as we saw a lot of Sugyas over here. We started off with Mixes Shafer Behechsher, Mixes Bipsul. Then we saw the Surim of Mila. Then we saw the Sugis of Mitzis Lav Lahanis Nidnu. And we finish with the Din of Chedusei Mechtes Shiure.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.